right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 pounds of sports knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 pounds of sportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, who specialize in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, I talked about the race in the Eastern Conference of the NBA before, and now I'm going to get to the race for eighth in the Western Conference. Now, of course, there's that logjam between 3 and 7 as you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, Portland Trail Blazers, San Antonio Spurs, New Orleans Pelicans, and Oklahoma City Thunder, who one team can get hot and go from 6 to 3, vice versa. I mean, it's clear that the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors are going to be the top two teams in the West this year. It's just a matter of who's going to have home court advantage throughout. Now, you look at that eighth slot, and you have the Los Angeles Clippers, Denver Nuggets, and Utah Jazz all vying for that final postseason spot. Only a few games separate these teams right now. And, I mean, you look at the play of the Nuggets as they are playing through, you know, big man Nikola Jokic. And that guy is a matchup nightmare. And I've said it before and I will say it again. If Jokic played in a bigger market, he'd be a household name, because this guy, not only can he score and rebound close to the basket, but he can also defend, he can block shots, and he can facilitate for his teammates. And you need a guy like that in the middle to make it happen. You look at the Los Angeles Clippers, and I think it would be a good story because the Clippers are a team in transition right now. Of course, you know, they traded Blake Griffin to the Detroit Pistons earlier this season. There was that sign and trade over the summer to send point guard Chris Paul to the Houston Rockets. Patrick Beverley has been out for the majority of the year. Danilo Gallinari has been out for the majority of the year. DeAndre Jordan was out slightly with an injury. Their leading scorer, Lou Williams, actually comes off of the bench. But for head coach Doc Rivers, he has kept it together with this squad. You look at the Utah Jazz. Of course, they lost Gordon Hayward in free agency over the summer. Then, you know, they traded the likes of Rodney Hood and George Hill. Oh, pardon me, not George Hill, but Rodney Hood to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then, you know, you look at Donovan Mitchell. He more than likely will be the NBA's Rookie of the Year, and he is helping to keep this team afloat. I look at Denver. I'm going to give them the edge. I look at the coaching of Michael Malone, the return of Paul Millsap. I think that's going to be enough for them to hold off both the Jazz and the Clippers. The Jazz, they got on that real hot streak, and I think they're going to cool off. You look at the Clippers, you know, the heart is there, and they're going to play hard for Doc Rivers. There's simply not a situation where you're going to take the floor for a Doc Rivers-led team and you're not going to play hard. But I look at Nikola Jokic. I look at Gary Harris, what he can do in that backcourt for the Nuggets, and I think that is going to be enough to get Denver to the postseason. Not to say that this won't be a race down to the wire, because I think the Jazz will probably cool off in the final week, maybe 10 days of the regular season, while I think the Clippers are going to battle with the Nuggets literally to the last game. But I'm going to give the slight edge to Denver as they get to the postseason. Now, with that said, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to thank you for taking the time out to tune in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of sportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Success Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.